Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No, right. Is it on?
Yeah, it is.
So you're just going to edit the rest up?
A bit about shaving my balls.
Welcome!
Episode 125.
125.
125.
125.
How Adil rates his Tinder profile.
1 to 5. Yes.
Or Uber. 1 to 5.
No, never Uber. I don't use Uber.
Okay, well, there's a sponsorship deal.
Oh, did you send them home?
Cheap. Yeah. Cheapskate.
Why is that cheap? We want a limo?
Yep.
Well, they've just been romanced by one of the greatest lovers of the century.
Casanova's here? Yeah.
And then they've gone to see you. This is a Euro special. Euro special.
Special Euro edition.
We're going to talk about the currency. And we've really changed the Brits. Will they leave the euro?
The impact on the euro for Brexit.
Yeah. We are going to talk about the Euro 2016, which starts in France.
And maybe mention a little bit of Copa America in there as well.
Okay,
ruin that. That was a big intro, mate. Why do you have to ruin my big intros?
That's what she
So, Euro 2016... starts on Friday.
Yeah.
France versus Romania. First game. It's going to be a cracker. Basically, we have... there's a lot of hype about the Euros, but not as much hype as the Swedish Football Mafia sweepstakes.
Oh, my God.
We have 24 teams. We have 24 people. We have hopes. We have dreams. We have 50 kroner from each person.
Yeah, that's the most important.
Inter win 700 kroner. And I actually made the mistake of... I thought it was 7,000 they won.
Yeah, you were really impressed by that.
I thought they won 7,000, then 3,000 and 1,000.
That would have been 500 ahead.
Yeah.
I know that now, but I've said I made a mistake.
I think this is why I didn't understand James, my dice system.
But we're going to do the draw
by dice. By,
no, but not by dice.
By dices.
By dices.
And the clay dice.
We're going to do it out of bowls. You'll see a photo. These are official. Hit your bowls, please. Hit your bowls. Those are the official metal bowls.
This is mine.
Should we do the draw first and then preview the games?
Yeah, definitely.
Let's do this.
So here we go. The hopes and the dreams of a nation... it's not only just people, it's the people...
well, shut up!
It's
let's
the nation attached to the people.
Yeah.
Adil Faki, you're on my right. What will you be drawing?
I'll be drawing the nations. So should we do the nations first or the
names
first?
No, the names first.
All right.
You'll be listening and going, what am I going to get?
Okay. James Mackay with the first draw. This could take 3 hours, this draw.
It will.
So who's the first?
Name. Simon Larsson.
Simon Larsson.
Who's that?
A musician with a band called Duo Yag, a drummer.
Really?
And I
famous person straight away.
I convinced him with a barbecue yesterday to get involved.
And
so,
if he gets France, it's so fucking annoying.
Here we go. Simon Larsson.
Czech Republic.
Czech Republic, who go into the tournament as 100-1 outsiders.
If
they win, they won't get paid by cash. They'll get paid by Czech. Looks like Switzerland. They'll get paid by Swish.
Next one.
Mickey Parry.
Mickey Parry, another friend of the pod.
The drunken Welshman.
Drunken
the
Welshman. Drunken
Welsh. He's not always drunk.
He's all no, he's not always sober.
He's always that's, Welsh.
All right,
if
let's
he
see.
Draws Wales, we'll Come have on. To redraw it. Here we go.
Switzerland.
Switzerland. I mentioned Switzerland. Chick and Swish.
Okay. He swished you over the money and he got Switzerland. Are we going to do this all the time?
Yeah.
40-1 the odds stand on Switzerland. That means that technically he got a better hand than the Czech Republic.
Next one, Jimmy Rudimir.
Oh, mate of mine.
And, friend of the pod. Friend a person, of the pod. Listen, a person that Adil doesn't mention like every 5 minutes.
Let's see who Jimmy gets.
Former
Jimmy.
Lover and a former lover.
I fucking hope he gets France now, you piece of shit or something like that. He gets, oh my God, Poland.
Poland.
Poland for Jimmy. I am really sorry, my friend. But you can hope that Lewandowski and Milik scores a lot of goals. 50-1 the odds are there, so there.
Thanks for your money, Jimmy.
Marlon Van Weetjen.
A man not invited to a party.
I can't. If he wins
he's
this.
Mostly known, he's mainly known for winning the fantasy football.
Yeah, so if he gets France now or Spain or something like that, it's really nice.
He will.
Albania,
he
come on. He gets Ireland. Marlon.
Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland. Will Griggs on fire. Marlon's going to lose and Will Griggs on fire. The odds on Northern Ireland was actually 150-1, so I think they're a low odds.
Are they going to win? No.
They're never going to win.
And we have enemy of the pod, Sunil Faki.
All right.
Brother.
Big brother.
Hope he gets fucking Albania or something like that. Let's see. Oh, fuck, he hates this team. He gets Italy.
Italy.
He hates them. He hates them so bad. He's going to fucking hate
Another
them.
Another example of his family's racism.
16-1. All right.
Next up.
So Sunil got one of the
Marcus
favorites.
Marcus Ågerbrink, a friend of the pod, a friend of mine, big NFL fan of New England Patriots, but he has drawn...
Romania.
Romania, thanks for your money, Marcus. Thank you for your money.
And at the Czech Republic, they got 100-1 odds, so not a big favourite for the tournament.
The favourites are still there, they're still alive, and we haven't been drawn out
Next
yet.
Next up, Daniel Anderson.
Daniel Anderson, friend of the pod.
Yes, always.
And Iceland, I'm sorry.
Oh, dear.
Thank you for your money, Daniel.
I guess the Swedish
coach,
yeah,
Lars Lagerbäck. Have you put our names in there?
Yep.
Okay.
Next up, Stephen Gavin.
Stephen Gavin, friend of the pod. Everybody's a friend of the pod. Here we go.
Well, they're not going to be put.
He gets Republic of Ireland.
Ooh. Okay, thank you for your money, mate. Thank you for your money.
And they have the same odds as Northern Ireland, which says a lot.
The problem I have is we haven't been drawn and there's some heavyweights still left.
Yeah, it looks very dodgy. Scott James.
Scott James, Long Holman.
Oh, not you. The Long Holman. Okay.
Yeah, the Long Holman guy, yeah.
Long Holman guy, friend of the pod, and actually been 18, on the pod.
18 teams, and the All team right. he has drawn More this time me. Is...
Ukraine.
Ukraine. You've won Eurovision. You've got fuck all chance of winning Euro 2016.
6-1.
We're going to get some heavyweights. This is bad.
Alexander Lines.
Have you put our names in?
Yes.
In yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Alexander Lines? Friend of the pod.
Listener, friend of the pod.
And he gets... Fuck, he gets Germany.
Germany. He'll be happy with that, Alexander.
Alexander will be happy with that. He gets Germany 7-2 odds, so 3.5 odds for them. Heavy, heavy favourites.
Eric Knutsson.
Eric Knutsson.
There we go. Friend of the pod. And he has drawn...
Turkey. No racism for you, my friend. All right. Nope. He has to like Turkey, even if he doesn't.
Ben Kersley,
friend of everybody, friend.
And a comic.
And lover of the pod.
He gets...
And he hates football. He doesn't like football, but we've got him
in. Good, because he gets hungry.
Yay! That'll teach
Bald you. Fuck! You got hungry, it's 250 odds. You're never going to
win. Don't know why he's bald. Don't know why he's bald. He's not bald. You're getting mixed up with Ben Richards.
Nicholas Wernström,
a brother-in-law of our pitcher. There we go, that's an official...
If he gets France now, he's dodgy. He gets France, you fucking shit! France!
Chance. And he asked me yesterday, who do you think will win it? And I said France, and now he's drawn France.
Completely. 3-1 odds, the heavy favourites.
Adil Faki, the first of the pod!
I could have gone France! Okay, hope I get Sweden, that'll be fun.
Here we go.
I get.
Austria! Well, Hitler is from there, Hitler was born there.
That sucks! So there we go. Fucking sucks. All right.
There we go. Thank you for your money, Adele Fucky.
40 to 1, that's not that bad.
Martin Sonneby.
Sonneby, guest of the pod last and friend of the pod.
And thank you for your money, Martin Sonneby, because we drew Slovakia.
Thank you, Sonneby. You can feed your dog well on that.
Next up, Thomas Durrani.
Thomas Durrani, one
big,
of the...
Big fan
the
of the
Durrani
pod.
Brothers. Yeah. One of the greats. And he's drawn...
Spain!
He's drawn
right.
Spain.
One of the favorites.
España.
One of the favorites goes to Thomas Durrani. Lucky fuck.
Next up, Robert Barham.
Robert Barham, friend of the pod. Friend of the pod.
He gets Portugal.
Portugal, he'll be happy.
Decent.
Shame that Ronaldo broke his leg overnight.
Next up, Rachel Mackay.
Wife of a seizure boy. She works full time with taking care of her husband, who's retarded.
Yep.
And here we go. Let's see if she can get some more money for the cash at home. She gets Russia. She should send her husband to Russia.
She always says Putin.
Put it in.
So
yes.
There we go.
Petrus Magnusson Moberg, the longest name so far.
Longest name, and he has drawn
England.
England. England. England.
England.
There can't be that many in. James and Pitch are still not out yet. So
Camilla Rudimir.
Camilla Rudimir.
And she was actually extremely excited for some reason when Jimmy said he was going to be on this. She jumped on it and screamed that she was going to on. And now she's excited. And she gets Sweden.
She gets Sweden.
Oh, she'll be happy with that.
There we go. 80 to 1.
80 to 1. She gets Sweden. She'll be happy with that.
So
next up, Al Pitcher.
One of the greats. Friend of the pod.
Who's left? Albania's left, right? Oh. Come on, baby! Albania. Give me Albania! Come on!
Don't give me Albania.
Why the fuck did this happen?
Belgium.
Why is this so fucking typical? We've got Belgium.
Yeah!
You fucking shit! I wanted Belgium.
No!
Why? Why are you always lucky with these fucking draws?
James Mackay. James Mackay.
Albania's left.
And Albania, Wales and Croatia.
Albania! James Mackay gets Albania. That's good. That's perfect, actually.
That's enough for me.
Actually,
that's the cup final everyone wanted. Next up, Soma Mansur.
Yep, Soma Mansur.
Wales.
Wales. There we go.
And then we're pretty done here.
And then, just true.
The final one is
Vinny Cairns.
Gets Croatia.
Croatia.
All right.
So there we go. What a tournament. What a draw. That was quite exciting. Now it's all finished. Let's have
I can't believe you got Belgium.
I've always supported Belgium. I picked them years ago.
Yeah, I remember you going on about it.
I can't believe it. I've been on about Belgium for fucking 10 years and he gets them.
Well, you know, you've got to be in to win, mate.
That was 10 minutes that people...
10 minutes of excitement.
That was excitement.
People are switching off now.
Yeah, so I'll put up the photo. I'll do it afterwards. I'll put up the photo of the draw.
Wow, you could do it now, but it's not live. You know
that.
Yeah,
I know that. I realise that.
Let's have a look at the tournament then. With the draw being made, Albania go in as big favourites now with the backing of one of the super...
The financial backing. I'll tell you what, I'm going to get involved.
Who are they kind of picking for Albania? Like, kind of... People to watch.
If you want to,
This is Adil Fakir's little players to watch.
Yeah, we'll start
only little players.
We'll start with each team and then say who's got him as well. Albania, you got Albania, right?
Yeah.
And been looking around a little bit, and they.
Whoa!
Of course.
He got Albania. You got Austria.
Yeah.
I got Belgium. Those are the three
alphabetically
three.
Yeah.
Rigged. Sweepstake off.
We have to redo it.
Why would we rig Albania and Austria to us?
Because you wanted me to get Belgium.
I explicitly wanted you not to get Belgium or France. I wanted you to get Albania and...
I think we should redo it. It's obviously a fix.
Okay. Albania. Haven't they got that guy, Ermi Lejani? They've got Lejani, haven't they?
Lejani, yeah.
Yeah, what's he done?
What do you mean, what has he done? He's a player.
Okay.
Is he good?
Yeah, I mean, he's a 26-year-old wingback who scored in the qualifier as well.
He's my man.
He's a Pristina native, actually.
Yeah.
So that's the only one you have to look forward to.
Oh, yeah, no.
But basically, every team has a lot of fans. Like Austria, who I got, has, well, of course...
David.
The best one, Fidis Alaba, who's the best player. But also this decently young player, Alessandro Schops, who came in, because he's been a bit challenged. Played 13 games for Schalke. He scored 3 goals, a couple of assists, and then he scored against Malta in the friendly as well. So maybe somebody who will come in there, maybe jump in for Alaba, but we'll see. But Belgium, as we said, is full of talents, but who will surprise this year? I mean, Divo Origi had a good season. He played the World Cup, so he's not really a new one. The one I rave about all the time is Carrasco. I think Yannis Carrasco is a great player. I think they should start him together with Hazard and De Bruyne and Carrasco behind a striker.
Who's probably going
to be Lukaku, but they have other strikers there as well, like Micha Batshuayi and Divo Origi, or even Benteke. So, I mean, it's really... I would just like to see not Fellaini playing and having the three of them up there, and then having, like... I would have Moussa Dembélé with these managers.
Does the Belgian manager normally play Fellaini, though?
He plays in different... I mean, he played in midfield as well. I think after form, Belgium has got such an incredible good squad. I mean, it's just... You can't really look at that squad and not say there must be one of the favourites. I mean, from the goalkeeper, Thibaut Courtois was one of the best keepers in the world. Maybe didn't have the best season. To the central pairing, if he keeps with Valder Weireld and Vertonghen, good. Because he's got Lombards and Kompany injured, both of them. So now he needs to play fullbacks. And he played Lauren Simon on the right. He actually scored against Norway. So that's interesting.
But that Carrasco, he was the one that...
scored in the Champions League.
And kissed his girlfriend.
Yeah. But if you just look at that, I mean, look at the midfield. If you play Dembélé and Witzel, who is a beast of a midfield pairing, if you play them, then you're leaving out Fellaini, you're leaving out Dries Mertens, and these are also fucking huge players. And then up front, same problem, that they got so many players there, but just behind the strikers, if you play Hazard, De Bruyne and Carrasco, that is lethal. That is three really, really good technical players.
Well, that's why I'm quite happy to have them as my sweepstake team.
So I think you should look for Yannick Carrasco. I think he'll do surprise many people this year. He's had a good season at Atletico Red as well. In Croatia, we have another... really good team, to be honest. They got a lot of good players. Just Rakitic and Modric, just to mention two. Mm. Really, really good. But then Ivan Perisic has been really, really, really great. He's played in Inter Milan, and he's absolutely... He's more direct than the both of them. I think you're going to watch him. Ivan Perisic is going to have a good tournament as well. Czech Republic, they haven't got this huge talent array this year. But the right back that we mentioned quite a lot was Pavel Kadirabek.
You're always saying his name. It's unbelievable the way you can say it so well. but they've still got... they got Cech in goal, and Rzitski's still there, you know.
You know, but they haven't got this star status that some of the teams have. I think Croatia would be better off there with you know, they have so many star players as well. England, of course, I think the one to watch this year in
Jack
England.
Wilshere.
I would say if he plays
Dembélé. Because they got second, didn't they, Arsenal? Did they beat...
If they play Dele Alli, I think...
Tottenham got third. Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Best position we've had for 30 years.
Yeah. Okay, but you were second for ages.
Yeah, so...
okay. And then Dele Alli, do you think he'll start, though? He's said now...
I think Hodgson's going to fuck it up.
Hodgson's playing Rooney. He's definitely, you know...
He's going to fuck it up. The last game England played against Portugal was a disgrace. He played Rooney as a roaming number 9.
Played Ali at left
yeah,
wing.
No, he played a diamond almost with the strikers. So Vardy and Kane, they didn't play centrally. They played on the wings. So what's the point of playing the two of them if you're going to play them on the wings? I mean, what's the point? Just to accommodate Rooney, who's, to be honestly, we have to say this, he's by far... And when you look back on the years, he's been the most overrated athlete in the world for the past 15 years.
Bullshit. I think...
he's been compared to Messi, Ronaldo, players for years. He's not even close to that bracket. There are 15 strikers you can name on top of your head right now, maybe in the Premiership, that are better than him.
I would still play him. I'd still start him.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. He has nothing to do in that squad. For the first time, they have a talented area of players.
I think they've got a very talented squad.
The first time in a long time. And under the radar, no pressure.
He should go, but he certainly shouldn't be an automatic starter. The fact that he even says that now is ridiculous.
Listen, if he plays up front, stupid. They got so many good
players. No, playing him up front.
If he plays behind the strikers, stupid. He got better players there. If he plays deep in midfield, even more stupid.
Deep in midfield.
Yeah, so where's the position then?
He plays him just behind the front player.
Yeah,
so the one Kane. Front player, El Rooney behind. Yeah, that worked so well in the qualifying, in the last couple of games. Yeah. I don't see him as number 10. He's not a number 10.
No.
Well, that's... I still think he plays.
I think you should play Dele Alli there. Great season. He's perfect.
I think he could still accommodate Dele Alli there. I think
but
he could still play.
That's the whole problem. He shouldn't be... He shouldn't be... trying to squeeze in other players.
He's doing what Mark Wilmots have done for Belgium for such a long time. He tries to squeeze in the most best players he can, so he doesn't accommodate a natural fullback instead of playing Alderweireld and Vertonghen as fullbacks. Now through injury, which is bad for Belgium, it might actually suit them. Same thing would have been for England. Rooney breaks his leg, they might have a chance. It's as simple as that. I mean, there's no way.
I think Rooney's sort of... I felt club-wise he was coming back to a bit of form towards the end of the season.
Yeah, a bit of form.
Listen, a bit of form, but listen to...
I thought Vardy's looked poor, actually. The last 5-6 games I've seen him play.
You know what? I wouldn't start either of them.
No, I wouldn't start Vardy. No.
I wouldn't start Vardy. I wouldn't start Rooney. I would have Vardy on the bench to, as an imperfect impact player.
Oh, absolutely. Vardy doesn't start. Kane must start.
Kane must... If he start... He wouldn't start Vardy in front of Kane. He can't be that stupid. I mean, that's impossible. Kane is the automatic choice for England. I would say nobody else. He's a complete striker for them. No way somebody else should play. It should be Kane. But, you know, we'll see what happens there. Interesting, who got England now?
Let's have a look. Petrus Magnusson Moberg.
All right, longest name. And then we have the host nation, of course, France, who I think is the heavy favourites.
Your brother-in-law?
Yeah, I... not France, the
no,
singer.
No, France isn't.
Yeah, but what? Who's your pick, your player? Well, I actually think Payet could play a massive role.
Yeah, I think...
And Pogba, I mean...
It's a great team.
It is a really great team.
It's a great... And if he doesn't play Griezmann up front, which he won't, look at the players he's got behind the strikers. I mean, Pogba won't even fit. They will play in the midfield then. And then you have Payet, of course, Griezmann. Payet, I think, has been absolutely amazing in the league. But then every game he played for France this year, he's got a chance. He's been a star player.
He hasn't frozen. Like, he hasn't...
At all.
You know,
he's stepped it up so bad. The free kick's unbelievable. And then the player, the enigma of this player, I don't understand why... Not everybody keeps this in his team is Kingsley Coman. I mean, we're talking, he's 19 years old, Kingsley Coman, right? He's played for Paris Saint-Germain. They sold him to Juventus. Juventus loaned him out 2 years to Bayern Munich with option to buy. I don't get it. He's a super talented player. And he's coming.
He played against Juve, didn't he?
Yeah, he played against Juve. He scored a goal against Juve. Yeah. I mean, he's a brilliant player. He's 19 years old. Lightning quick, great technique, good awareness. Even if he had some personal problems, he's, as a 17-year-old kid, you don't dump that player. It's a bit like United did with Pogba. It's just unbelievably weird.
I think that's one of Ferguson's worst decisions. Was
that is the worst decision he's done. They lost £100 million then.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, how could he not see that? I don't get it, because as soon as he went from United, Pogba, and when he came to Juventus, he's played... great straight away. Yeah. It wasn't like he took him 2 years to adapt.
Yeah, develop.
He was in the reserve and then he came. He came in straight to the lineup and just dominated. And it's inconceivable that he only got like a League Cup appearance under United and Ferguson. It's inconceivable. Especially considering that is the player they need.
Yep.
In their midfield. That is the kind of
and
player
have done for
they've lacked. Yeah, for the years. So Kingsley Coman,
I've forgotten to put my little stats I've written, but carry on.
Kingsley Coman, I think you should be the one to watch.
Yeah.
Germany, I don't think they have as good of a team as they had in the World Cup. Royce is, of course, injured, and many players out of form. Schweinsteiger is not the same player. Lahm is not the same player. I mean, they're still good, but they were peak of their career 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think they've gone a little bit over there, but I think they have some good players. I think Leroy Sané is just really, really good for Schalke as well. Another player for Schalke who scored against Real Madrid. A great striker. He can play the ball on both his feet. So he's interesting. He'll probably be an impact player as well for Germany. He's only 20.
Here's a fact. World champions Germany. Midfielder Toni Kroos made 315 more passes than any other player during qualifying.
Wow.
That is an amazing stat.
Quite a lot of passes.
Any other player.
Any other player, yeah.
Yeah.
Even if he played all the games, that's still quite a lot, 315.
Yeah.
He has to play 10 games, 30 passes a game more than the second. Wow. Yeah.
World ranking number 4, Germany, and Belgium number 2. Interesting.
Yeah, the world ranking, I mean, nobody really cares so much about FIFA. It gives you a little bit. Like Belgium, the people who do... Like when you say Belgium, you said somebody like, who do you think is going to win? It's like, oh, Belgium is going to do that. Belgium? Do they even play football? Mm. I'm like, they were ranked number one for a while ago. And then people go like, oh, really? So the FIFA ranking is good for the ones who doesn't follow the teams specifically to see kind of how well they've done. But, you know, friendlies included... It's difficult to say exactly how that works.
Interesting with England squad being the youngest as well.
Yeah, England's the youngest squad. Not that... But considering he's pushed a lot of new players in, it's not that surprising. Mm-hmm. But interesting, but same thing there. I think he's going to fuck it up. Because honestly, if they don't get far this tournament, nobody will get surprised. But to be honest, if you look at the teams they've had, it's a pretty decent team.
Yeah,
I'm a bit frightened for the central midfield and defense, though. I still don't think England, if you compare them to like Spain, France, Belgium, they got nothing on them. For me personally, nothing. Position for position, I think they're weaker.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to win, but they can have a good tournament. Hungary,
are you? Oh, I have something to eat then.
I don't think Hungary's going to get far. I mean, it's difficult to say. They don't have that big of a players. One who was talked a lot about from Hungarian, they say Adam Nagy. His defensive midfielder is pretty, who should be good. But he's played for Ferencváros in the Hungarian league, so I haven't really seen.
Interesting fact about Hungary, the goalkeeper Gábor Karály was hoping to be the first 40-year-old player at the Euro Championships, beating Mateus, who was 39.
All right.
But Shea Given might beat it because he's playing for Republic of Ireland and they play before, because they play Sweden before. So all right, it's kind of. And both goalkeepers as well. Interesting.
But yeah, but shouldn't be outfield players as over 40, though. Yeah. It's just, you need to be so good at playing as such a
striker, 42.
We're talking about a Marquez goal for Mexico in the Copa. Centenary the other day. He's like 94 years old. So he came back pretty well. And then we have Iceland, who's got Swedish connection, of course. But...
Well, they have now got Camilla Rudemir.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Is in charge of them.
Didn't she get Sweden?
Oh, did she get Sweden? Daniel Anderson.
So I remember better than you can read on your own paper.
Yeah.
All right, that's brilliant. But
competing at the Euros for the first time.
Yeah.
And they've got a population of 330,000.
That's so pretty amazing.
So they're the smallest country to qualify, apart from when the Shire got there, the Hobbits. for the smallest country to qualify for a European Championship or World Cup. 330,000 people in Iceland.
It's pretty amazing. They've done brilliantly. So it's just great. Great fun. Really fun to see. But how they will do there, wonder. I mean, Eder Gudjonsson scored the other day.
Yeah.
Against Malta. So, I mean, but he's playing. So, yeah, you know,
he's still there.
It's going to be difficult.
You never know.
But they're just happy, and the way he puts up his teams, when he was coaching with Sweden, it was basically, it looked the same against Iceland as it is against Germany, basically.
Yeah.
It was tight, compact, and he destroys the other team's ability to play football. That's his tactic, usually.
Yeah.
And discipline. So we'll see how far that gets them. They have a couple of... really, we have one of Birkir Bjarnason, who scored quite a lot of goals for Iceland as well, and he has a really good season for Basel in Switzerland. So he's one of the few professional players playing in the big leagues. And then they have, of course, have Sigurdsson, who's the star player,
And Bjork on the bench.
Yeah, she's singing.
Yeah,
she's singing the goals in. She's and dancing on the.
She
side.
Makes the noise of the ball hitting the net.
They really should ask her to be the mascot for Iceland. I mean, she's a billionaire, a millionaire or whatever, but she should do that. 300,000 people, she's one of them.
She probably is.
It's like basically family.
Yeah. Well, my daughter, hunger daughter, hate daughter, daughter, daughter.
What?
Racist. Who next?
Well, Italy. Who got drawn?
Italy was, what's his name? Your brother, Sunil.
He's not a big fan of the Italian football, so that's quite fun. But they have.
But interestingly, wears a lot of Mussolini t-shirts.
Wow.
Italy's 4-0 defeat by Spain at the Euro 2012, biggest losing margin in the final of Euros or World Cup.
But.
Start-tack!
That was the end of Spain's an unbelievable generation, probably one of the best footballing national sides of all time. I mean, I know we mentioned Brazil here and there, but that Spain side who won the Euros World Cup, Euros back to back three tournaments, they were just absolutely amazing. It was just there's no stopping them. I mean, I think,
but no one could work out how to stop that ticky tacky.
But they had so many of them at their peak. I mean,
I loved it when they didn't play a striker.
Yeah,
you know,
I thought
it was amazing. Like, yeah. You know.
Well, they did in the first when they had Villa and Torres, but then they adapted. Then when they didn't play a striker at all, it went to shits, actually, in the last tournament when they didn't really have a clear striker. It didn't go well. But I think the whole tactic just flew a lot. I think they were quite... They've won too much, I think. You know, some of the players... I mean, of course, they're motivated, but they can't be as motivated after winning three of the biggest cups.
2 Euros in a World Cup.
Yeah, on the trot. It's unbelievable. So they are the reigning champions. You forget that after the disastrous World Cup. So it's going to be very interesting. But of course, Italy, who they beat there, always tend to get far in the tournaments.
Yeah, they do.
World Cup, European Championship.
They'll be in Sweden's group. They'll face Belgium and the Republic of Ireland.
Last time they did, the times they've been in Sweden's group is not 2004, of course. They were in Sweden's group, and Sweden qualified with Denmark instead, and they went out. So maybe that's something good for Sweden.
That was the Zlatan backheel.
I was at that game. That was one of the best. That was probably one of the best seconds I've had at a live football game, because it was in Portugal, but it was all Swedes there. There was no Italian on that ground. It was unbelievable. It was 90% Swedes, 10% Italians. I mean, you can hear them. They scored. It was like, whoa, 12 people. it was crazy, because they said that we will go to the playoffs. That's where the tournament starts, and they didn't fucking get there.
That was the day before my wedding, actually.
Really? Great couple of days for humanity. No, but they got a good squad still. I mean, there's no Balotelli, thank God. But Lorenzo Insigne is a very, very interesting player. But they will see where he plays in this formation, because Conte has played a lot of 3-5-2 formation. See if he brings that to Chelsea as well.
Yeah.
He's played that before, a bit in Juventus and in the national team. Would be interesting to see if he does that at Chelsea. If he just
so Conte, changed. This is his last tournament, then he leaves.
Then he leaves straight after the tournament he goes. Mm-hmm. But that was he already said that he's going to leave Italy after the tournament. So he was available for the big clubs to get. Northern Ireland, does anybody believe they'll do a great tournament? I think they'll just be happy. But with this format, it's very possible for teams to go through. I mean... Yeah. We're talking that the third place is kind of have a good shot of going through as well.
Do you think we're going to see a Greece, Leicester? Do you think a team might?
No.
You think it's going to be the big hit?
I think it'll be big hitters in the semis.
I think it's more difficult now than before, because before was this: if a big team loses a game in group stage out of surprise to Greece or whatever, it's difficult to qualify. Now, if you lose, like we say that,
you've got time to recover.
Italy would play Ireland and lose. And in a normal tournament, that'll be difficult. But now they just have to beat one more team and they might be through anyways. Mm. So it's easier to go through from the group stage. So more teams will go through. And yeah, so it's different that way.
Okay. Ireland.
Will
Griggs.
Will Griggs on fire. But they have Johnny Evans, Kyle Lafferty, with some star players. They mentioned quite a lot. He's played Stuart Dallas, who's the lead winger, of course.
Yeah, decent player. They've also got Oliver Norwood, who played for Town and is
played
now,
for he's a United
player.
Yeah, product,
was at Reading as well. They've got Roy Carroll's in the squad, you know. So
Roy Carroll's in the squad.
Yeah,
oh, I didn't see that.
So it'd be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, they're happy they're there. They're a bit like Iceland. They're really happy they can be in a big tournament again. Poland, of course, it's not that... It's a great side, but they have a couple of good players. They do have that. I mean, Lewandowski, of course, one of the most dangerous. Blaszczykowski, which I probably had the most magnificent guess of all time in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Would you thought I was cheating? And I was... you know, sometimes somebody asks you something and you guess... wildly, and then all was correct. That's just that was one of the situations, yeah. But they have another good striker who I fancy quite a lot of plays for Ajax, and that's Arkadiusz Milik. Scored a lot of goals for Ajax. He scored 21 goals in 31 games, and he's a big player. So he usually plays at number 9 Ajax to accommodate Lewandowski, who'll probably drop a bit deeper. But still, I've played well for Poland.
Do you want the facts about Poland, or do you want the interesting fact?
Interesting.
Okay. Interesting fact is Milik scored 6 in qualifying, and he actually repaid the faith shown by him by coach Adam Nawalka. Adam Nawalka is the man who bought him to his first professional contract in Górnik Zabrze as a 17-year-old player. So he bought him as a 17-year-old, groomed him there, went to
trained him,
brought him up, and now he groomed him like Alan Johnson grooms people.
Right. Well, do you think that stat's interesting? Wait till you hear mine. They scored 33 goals in qualifying, more than any other team. Lewandowski scored 13, 2 more than Zlatan. But here we go, the bonus stat for you. The midfielder, Sławomir Pezgo, who's at Wolves, I think he's at Cologne now, has 4 kidneys. He was diagnosed with having duplex kidneys.
Nah.
The condition affects 1 in every 5.5 million people.
So can't he be a kidney donor? He doesn't need 4.
I don't know why. Why doesn't he give away? Pezgo, tell us.
What
have
you done with your extra
kidney? Who's got Poland?
Who's got Poland? So look, that's Jimmy Rudimir.
You can get a kidney if you win.
Yeah.
You win the 700 krona and a kidney.
But then we have the team who's always a conundrum, kind of, because they have one of the world's best players, Portugal. It's more and more because...
I don't think Nani's that good. It's a joke.
He has to label them.
Oh, you mean the one team player? Nani. All right. Okay. But I think the one to watch for Portugal, no doubt about it. I mean, of course, they have the star midfielder that played for the under 21 as well, which I forgot the name all of a sudden now. But I would like to say another midfielder is João Mário, who plays for Sporting. And he's came in and now he's been automatic choice and now he's considered like the best midfielder in the Portugal league. So he's had a like standout year. Very, very good midfielder, and you know, he's a kind of a box to box, but really creative as well. So,
stat on Portugal: if Ronaldo could become the first player to score at 4 European Championship finals,
score a goal.
Yeah, if he finds the back of the net, and he also Platini leads with most ever goals in the tournament, 9 goals. Shearer on 7, and then you've got Zlatan, Ronaldo, Thierry Henry, Clover, Gomez, Van Nistelrooy on 6.
That's it?
Yeah.
They haven't... not more than 9.
No, 9's the highest, yeah.
Well, it's difficult. Actually, every 4 years you can only compete maybe in three, maybe four, like he did. So it's difficult, but still.
Weirdly, Patini had four, and then he talked to Sepp Blatter, and now he's got nine. So,
and a watch.
Fuck! When you talk like that, when you like mention Platini as a footballer, you kind of forget who he
is
today.
He turned into a dick.
Yeah, I mean, you just think Platini and think, oh, that great player, but then you start thinking, he's a hyper dick. Yeah. He's a super cock.
Hyper dick.
Actually,
he's gone. He's nearly asleep.
Super cock.
He's getting to it.
That's actually another stat attack. The most famous beer in Portugal is Super Buck. That's okay. It.
So, Republic of Ireland?
Wait, I don't know. Who the hell are you going to talk about Ireland? Robbie Keane? He's playing as well.
Roy Keane.
Shane Long, I fancy. I think Shane Long is a decent player, but you know, compared to these other players, I don't know.
Shane Long's one of these players who gets goals.
Yeah,
regardless,
he stretches the back line.
They'll have the oldest squad at Euros. Their players are 29 years and 297 days.
Well, average.
Three of the players have won 100 caps: Robbie Keane, Shane Given. You've got John O'Shea in that squad. You're not going to win a tournament if you've got John O'Shea. I'm sorry.
Well, they got one good player. Seamus Coleman, decent.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they got another young player called Cyrus Christie, who's also a right back. So, you know, bummer. Romania. Who you got there? Florin Andone. He's a good season for Cordoba, scoring 21 goals. So maybe that was something who they can look for as a surprise.
Here's an interesting fact about Romania. They have played 13 matches at the finals. Their only victory... Do you remember it?
We're in the European finals.
Yep. Their only victory... Last minute penalty to beat England in 2000. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, yeah, they beat them when... I think... Who was it? Was it Phil Neville that brought him down?
So 2000. The only win they have?
Yeah, only win.
Wow. Well, they've done good at World Cup. So, that's odd. As you remember, they came to a quarterfinal, lost against Sweden.
Hey!
Yeah. And they had a great team back then, though, with Hadji in the squad. Wow, it's a great, great team.
Petrescu.
Dan.
Yeah.
Fox Mulder. He looks exactly like Fox Mulder. Dan Petrescu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the same person.
Let's have a look at Russia now.
Russia, well, they haven't got the great old Capello anymore, but that actually helped them. They qualified and played well. Beat Sweden, of course. A couple of good players, say Igor Smolnikov, one of them, who Zenit have since 2003 scored, made the assist against Sweden, of course, that we did made so we lost.
Interesting about Russia, only team in the qualifying not to score a goal with a head.
Really?
Yeah, they've scored three with kidneys. none in qualifying. They scored 21 goals, but they actually only scored 18 because when they played Montenegro, the match was abandoned and they were handed a 3-0 win.
All right, we'll just go through this. Slovakia, they have Marek Hamsik, but not that much more. Ondrej Duda is a really good attacking midfielder who's actually...
Martin Skrtel.
Yeah, Skrtel, but this Ondrej Duda has been covered by a lot of players, a lot of teams in Europe, so let's see if he has a good tournament.
They got Vladimir Weiss as well. Remember him? He used to play for Man City. And now he's a winger in the Qatar Stars League.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Spain. That's a great team, of course, but who will be the surprise? I think if you look at the last couple of games and friendlies, it looks like Nolito is going to get the head up front, and he's in goal-scoring form. And he was injured for 2 months, and maybe that'll be good for them because he'll come back fresh. And he looks really fresh on these last friendly games. So Spain's watch out with that.
Who ended Spain's unbeaten 36 match run in the World Cup and European?
Switzerland.
Very close. Slovakia. But they've continued there, winning 8 games and set a national record of 8 consecutive clean sheets in competitive matches.
Wow.
So you might say they're a bit poor.
When they lost to Switzerland, didn't they?
No, it was ended. Spain's 36 match unbeaten run in World Cup or Euro qualifiers.
Okay.
Was ended by Slovakia, October 2014.
All right. Well, good for them.
I'm just throwing stats up to keep people awake.
Awake.
It's You're working. Nearly it's asleep. Are you knackered?
So yeah.
Why? What did you do yesterday? Build a house?
Yeah.
Why?
Helping my neighbour. It's a perfectly decent thing to do.
All right.
You make it sound like it was weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
It is weird. It was really
We came to Sweden. You were at the Sweden game against Wales.
Yeah, went to Sweden, Wales. Wales were poor. Bale didn't start. Zlatan looked... I mean, you really see the class in the players that are above, even in international. You see Zlatan. Ramsey looks super.
I would say especially international.
Yeah. Ramsey looked the best player they had. And then Bale came on, tried too hard. Got like 25 minutes, but Wales looked poor, they didn't care, they really didn't.
Well, they have three big players and that's it, basically.
Guidetti came on and scored, and actually this fella here,
Emil Forsberg,
I was very, very impressed by him.
He's interesting, he's very interesting, I would say. That's one of the few good Swedish youngsters that I see, this could become something.
I thought he looked really good, and I think Wales kind of set up like they wanted to. They're just going to let teams come at them and then try and counter, you know?
Yeah.
But they didn't have much at all up front. They played Vokes up front, and then Simon Church came on. You just don't have. You know, you're looking at players going, who does he play for again? All right, Crystal Palace, you know.
Yeah.
So they don't have that squad.
No, I mean, Sam Vokes and Church, to be honest, if you play in the Championship, they're decent players. But at international stage, this big level, it's going to be difficult.
But they're going to have heart, Wales, and they'll go for it. But I was impressed by Sweden. I thought they looked good.
Good, that's interesting. Let's see if that...
And a kid in front of me watched the whole game on his phone and Skyped his mate the whole match.
No.
I'm not kidding you. I took a photo of him Skyping. Like, FaceTiming, sorry.
Why didn't that guy and then, just watch on telly?
Yeah, and then he went off to the toilet and Sweden scored.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so.
Brilliant.
How old when you say kid? How old?
15, actually.
Should know better.
Yep. 14, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, well, that changes it.
Switzerland, also.
Who's got Switzerland?
Mickey Parry,
of course, yes.
Mickey Parry, of course. He'll be drunk the whole tournament.
He won't even know.
Watching
he doesn't even know it's on.
He thinks Switzerland and Sweden's the same. He thinks he's in Switzerland.
And they finished bottom of their group in each of the previous Euros, winning only one of nine matches.
So not great form.
So they're knackered.
Yeah, but, you know, we'll see how it goes. It's they only had to win one game and they might be through.
Yep.
Turkey, I think same thing there. Turkey is enigma as well. Sometimes they have a great tournament, sometimes they're absolutely shite, and they've had a couple of tough years behind them, but now they're back. And of course they have Turan, who's the big player, but then they also have Tufan, who actually that means storm in Turkish, which is interesting.
Emre as well. Keep an eye on him. He's like 18. I think he just made his debut. He's only played a couple of games for Turkey.
Yeah.
He plays in Norway. Be interesting. He could. He's all left foot. He's class. And weirdly, Turkey have improved every time they've competed at the European Championships. Group stage 96, quarterfinals in 2000, semi-finals in 2008. Where are they going in 2016?
Yeah, but then the last two tournaments they didn't compete.
Where are they going in the next?
We'll see, but look for this Tufan, midfielder, central midfielder, plays for Fenerbahce. Yeah. Very good player. Very, very good player. They'll build a team around that youngster. Ukraine, well, they just came from a war, kind of, and now they're...
They've won Eurovision, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're happy. They're happy, right?
They don't need football.
They're done. But according to the coach of Viktor Kovalenko is a Ukraine player, which according to the Shakhtar Donetsk then coach Mirka Lukescu bought him there, said that he's going to be the best footballer in the history of Ukraine, and he just started to do very well now. But we'll see. We'll see.
Through on the playoffs as well, Ukraine.
Yeah.
They'd lost all five of them before that.
No, they mentioned this player, and he hasn't even played in a match game for Ukraine, just a friendly. So we'll see. And then Wales, they have, of course, Xavi, the Welsh Xavi, Joe Allen.
Welsh Pirlo, isn't it?
Pirlo. He actually looks like Pirlo, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
They start calling him the Welsh Pirlo, and then he looks exactly the same as Pirlo. Same beard, hair. Why did he do that?
Bale scored 64% of Wales' 11 goals in qualifying. It's a bit like highest proportion by a player from the teams. I mean, Zlatan scored 58%.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
that's kind of, that, you kind of get a bit frightened when one player scores more than 50% of your goals. You're kind of thinking it's not a good sign. It's not, it's really not.
And if they've only got, you know, haven't got four kidneys, you know, that's what I think about.
Would he be better with four legs though? Would he be quicker?
You wouldn't be able to play. If you had four legs, you would be banned from playing football.
Why?
Cheating.
Be cheating.
Why would it be cheating?
You have four legs.
Well, does it say
there must be someone that's got three legs?
Does it stipulate in the rules that you can't
have
one?
Are you asleep?
I'm so close to it.
You know, the weirdest part is nobody noticed.
No.
You haven't said anything for like an hour. Where are you going on Saturday?
Where am I going on Saturday? I'm going on holiday.
To Portugal.
Portugal, yeah.
For a week?
For a week.
Are you weak?
What?
Are you weak?
Am I weak? Yes. Yeah. Why do you see such a weird thing?
The week?
It's a weird thing. The tournament starts and you, the pod, everything starts to happen and you leave.
Let's see how tired you are. Let's see how tired you are. See how many things you can rhyme with weak.
Beak.
Alright. That's one.
That's it. That's all you need.
You're tired then.
Teak.
Seek.
Yeah,
Sikh as in S-I-K-H
Both. Two of those.
Nice.
Meek.
We'll be going to the tournament next Tuesday. A week from now, we're going in association with LA Travel. Adil and I will be there. We'll be in Camp Sweden in Nice.
Oi.
If you are going to be there, come up and say hello. We're going to be doing shows, watching all the games. We're going to be doing a live pod. We're going to be wanting to interview people. We're going to be doing
not really live pod, is it?
Sometimes it will be. Shut up. And then we'll be sending one out every week, so every day. So
pretty rude, though.
Look forward to that.
Totally shut up.
What about Copa America? Are you going to mention that?
No.
Yeah, Brazil were gifted a draw. Really? The ball. They said the ball came in across, they scored a goal, Ecuador, but they said the ball had crossed the line before he crossed it. I mean, on the short line, but he hasn't. So that was bullshit. And I found it funny that the day before the Copa Centenario starts, to implement some rule changes. And one of the rule changes is that you're going to have an extra substitute after 90 minutes. Fourth substitution. So you can substitute an extra player in extra
after
time.
After 90.
Wow.
And they put it in one day before.
I'm sure that was one of Al's change the games.
No, it's pretty weird.
I'm sure they listen through your old podcasts and just go, right, that's a brilliant idea.
They put it in a day before the tournament starts. And like a week, a couple of days before that, said there's going to be no rule changes in the last minute. And then they just implement a couple of rule changes in the last minute.
Sit bladder seen leaving the stadium.
Yeah.
So this weekend's game, Friday.
By the way, took 10 million in bonuses for arranging the World Cups in different names. They're not corrupt, but Valke got an annual salary of 2 million or something like that, but he got a bonus of 10 million for each of the competitions, which actually makes his salary every fourth year 10 million more, which is,
I think he does a good job. France, Romania, Friday night. It's the only game, it's the opening game. It'll be an interesting one. And then on Saturday, it's Albania, Switzerland. The early game, and then Wales, Slovakia, England, Russia at 9 o'clock. And then on Sunday, you've got Poland. The early game is Turkey, Croatia. Then you've got Poland, Northern Ireland, Germany, Ukraine. And then we will be with you with another pod on Monday, which is the Spain-Czech game, and Ireland-Sweden, and Belgium-Italy. So we'll be able to do that for you. We might not have one on the 14th because we're flying to Nice, but we'll have all the results and all the reviews and all the opinions and all the stats and all the love.
All the everything.
So thank you so much for listening. If you've drawn a team, I'm excited for you. If you've drawn Belgium, I'm more excited for myself because I've genuinely got a fucking chance. It has been a pleasure.
Australia's a surprise.
1-2-5. Thank you so much.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.